Welcome to the podcast. We're so glad that you're here. Sometimes we curse like sailors while we have a beer. Sometimes there's graphic content, so watch for little ears. We can't be held responsible for what you're about to hear.
Hey! From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi, welcome back.
Hello.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are
Changing the Chances. Oh, I liked that. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It was very good. I liked it.
Well, I'm glad you liked
it. No, I really liked it. Well, because it was all upbeat, and then it's like almost like an afterthought. You like added these like last ones on the end.
No.
Is that how it always goes?
It's a tune. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Huh. Okay. I believe you. Anyways, we're back. Yay. Upbeat, easy peasy, quick and easy.
Today we thought we would just do a quick little update, do a little recap of Summer, Peace Summer, and kind of some of the things that she did and school starting. You know, recap over that and how she's doing with her recovery from her SDR surgery, which actually, you know, we'll just jump right into that
because yeah. That's been
amazing.
Yeah, I don't know how many weeks out we are, but she has her like official visit, like
I know it's coming up.
Follow up this week.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's coming up.
So we, you know, as from a doctor's point of view, I don't know how she's doing, but from being home and everything, she's fabulous.
I mean, she's really moving a lot. She's moving her legs a lot. She still doesn't have as much of the strength that she did.
Yeah, but that was expected.
That was to be expected, but she is starting to get some of that back.
I mean she's yesterday working she got me towards with
her foot. She stabbed her little jagged toe into me and then pushed it across my calf. So yeah, there was a little bit of oomph there to it. And
I know she has little dagger toes. That's what they
she
are.
Really does. she's really been moving and rolling from side to side and moving her hips. And
yeah, I don't see any pain anymore.
No. She seems to be great. You know, changing is essentially back to normal.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to wince in pain from getting picked up and moved. And so yeah, it's really good. She's off of the gabapentin. She was done with all of that. And
she's off of any of the meds that she was put on for that. Yeah,
she's done with all that. So
yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that you have to talk yourself into doing, convincing yourself is the best thing possible, knowing that it might not be.
Didn't she just go see Dr. Awesome though?
Yeah.
And he took a look at it and said that it was looking amazing too.
Yeah. I mean, reality, between the surgery and now, she has seen three different doctors that have all looked at her incision and said, looks fabulous. I mean,
they're not technically surgeons.
Yes. They're not the people, but three different doctors have
professions that
have
probably seen these before.
Yeah.
And it does. It looks good. It's healing great.
So.
Couldn't be happier about it.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know.
The outcome so far has been good.
Yeah.
The recovery has been
good. We can feel good about it. We can feel good about our decision.
Yes, I can feel so good about this decision.
Yeah, Now that it's happened, it turned out okay. We're like, okay, it's fine. We made the right choice. It's fine.
It was. For me, it was kind of a big deal. Not being able to.
It was a huge deal.
Get any kind of input from her.
I know.
On like how she feels about it.
Agreed.
You know, because if she was able to and she had been like, I don't want to do this, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. We've talked about. Yeah.
Sure, buddy. We'll do what you want to do. Support you 100%. Is it what I necessarily agree with? May not be, but.
So that's the whole idea of getting what you.
Yeah.
Of what you want, though. Yeah.
So, and again, we just did what we thought would be best for her.
Yep.
And also help us take care of her in the long run.
Yeah.
And continue to give her the best quality of life that we can.
Mm-hmm. So, fantastic.
And speaking of quality of life, I think she, aside from not being able to have as much fun and do, you know, maybe be as active at the beginning part of summer as she probably would have liked, because she definitely didn't get as much use out of her pool.
I know. How sad.
Because she couldn't be submerged in the chlorine and all that stuff. But yeah, I think she still had a great summer.
She did. I mean, she really did. I'm not saying it was like the worst.
No. It was pretty good. You know, it definitely could have been worse.
Yeah.
100%.
We just didn't get pool time. Really, yeah, is when it came down.
I mean, you guys got to go on a hike with your new friend, and we got to go on a hike up to... You
know, I know, we actually haven't even mentioned that I made a friend.
Oh, you should mention that.
I mean...
Because you guys have been hanging out, and I think it's great.
Yeah, and it's funny, because I haven't asked her. She listens to the podcast. She's so sweet.
I know, I'm like, you have mentioned her and her children, and yeah, you guys seem like you've had a great time, and... Yeah. Everybody seems to have fun. So. Yeah. And I'm really glad that she showed you Silver Lake and that it was ADA accessible and that we could go.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
This last weekend. And yeah. It was gorgeous.
Like, Piper loves it.
I mean, I'll have to send you the picture so you can put it on the Instagram because I posted them on my Instagram.
The Instagram.
But yeah, it was great. I mean, we got a little bit of rain. But, yeah. I mean, it was so cool. It was really nice. We got to see a bald eagle in the wild.
Oh, yeah. That was very cool.
That was way cool.
But, yeah. So, a listener has been listening or reached out, and we met up, and we've hung out, and it was fantastic, and I have enjoyed it very much.
You guys have hung out a few times, though.
Yeah.
No, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah. Which is really nice, because, yeah. I mean, I know... It can be difficult because, you know, Piper is not a typical child. And even amongst her peers, it's still, she's very, it's hard. She's not mobile, you know.
Yeah, and we've talked about that.
And she's nonverbal. So, you know, playdates can be difficult. But, mm-hmm. you know, it is still nice mm-hmm. to have mm-hmm. someone that you know.
Yeah.
That and understands it, that like, gets it. I mean, even though her children... You know, obviously have different, you know, things going on, but she still understands it and gets it.
Yeah, her kids are super cute. They're super inquisitive, and they'll just ask anything, which I love. Personally, I love. But, it's been great. So that's been fantastic. I made a new friend.
Yeah, because you've talked about it, and you've been very happy about it.
So. Well, of course, because I like friends. Yeah.
I still need to work on that, but.
Hey, you know what? You're being actually like way more. I don't know if social is the right word. I kind of feel like it is. Like in your own way, though, you have gotten this group that you don't see each other in person, but you definitely get together and play games once a week and talk to each other and do that thing. I don't know what you want to call that. Gaming. Yep. You do gaming, but you talk to each other. You have headsets on. Like.
Yeah, but I work with these guys.
I know, but it's different. Yeah, this is completely different than work.
Yeah, it is. It's different than work.
So totally. That's still, I mean, that's still good. Yeah. That's still,
it is.
You know, a thing. It's not me. It's got to be a plus, right?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would love it if you would game. Like, if you're like, yeah, I'll totally get down here and.
Yeah, I can't play those kinds of games.
I know, you get sick. You're like, how do you even know
where you're going? I'll come down here and play the game we bought for us to play together anytime you want.
Oh, yeah. You know, kick each other's butts.
That's yeah, cool with that's that. My, that's, you know, Mortal Kombat type game.
Oh,
this one's not it, Mortal Kombat, DC. But
yeah,
it's just Mortal Kombat Street Fighter style.
Esque.
There you go. There you go. Right? Yeah. School started officially. I can't say much about it because, I mean, it literally just started as we're recording this.
Well, I have noticed that she has been super sleepy in the mornings.
Well, that's because I have to wake her up because she has been sleeping in all summer.
Oh, yeah. Staying up pretty late, too, I might add. And yeah, sleeping in. And yeah, you, that girl. I know. I knew this week was going to kick your butt. Yeah, I see that. Huh, eyebrows.
So my theory is because she has to miss Thursday. She's not going to school Thursday because she has an appointment mm-hmm. for her follow-up.
Yeah.
And I won't have to wake her up, but I guarantee you that will be the one day she gets up early because that's exactly how she works. She's like, I'm going to sleep in every day that you need to get me up to be somewhere. And when I don't have to be, I'm going to be up bright and early because that's who she is.
100%.
Every time.
100%.
But she hasn't been back to school for 2 days, and she seems to be loving it, yes. Which is great. Yeah. I just got to meet her teacher briefly.
You know, that was something that kind of bugged me, that like they didn't do the parent teacher conference thing like before school.
It's back to school is what it's called. Whatever. Usually. So most people experience back to school, and you go back to the school before school starts so you can meet your teacher, see your classroom, do all these things. They didn't do that this year at our school. Why? I don't know. But it felt ridiculous.
Right? I'm like, why?
And it wouldn't have been like a massive, it wouldn't have mattered so much to me if the teacher she was getting was a teacher that had been there. But it's not.
Previously,
yes.
She's brand new. She's not a new teacher. She's just new to
the school. Yeah.
And she doesn't know Piper.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else that has been there, everybody else knows Piper.
Yeah. Like, even like, just in passing, they're oh, yeah, we know Piper, mm-hmm. because, you know, she is the only.
That's just who she is. Yeah. She stands out in the crowd.
Well, yeah. And she goes to a very small school. So
it really is. It's a cute small
school. Don't know somebody that's pretty significantly different. You're hiding under a rock because it's very small. Yeah.
How many kids would you say is in that school? Like 200?
I think, last year there was like, and I think that this is me like overshooting it, 150.
Really?
In the whole school.
Wow. And see, I figured 200 was going to be like.
No, like there's very, like I just found out today that there is only one second grade teacher. Because that's how little.
That's how small the second grade class is?
Yeah. They don't even have two teachers. Just one.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I love it. I think it's worked out in my favor.
I was reading something that like our generation and like our brother's generation.
Mm-hmm. Our siblings
mm-hmm. are either A, waiting much later to have kids.
Uh-huh.
B, don't want kids at all.
Yep.
Bottom line. Or C, they are essentially adopting.
And oh, okay.
It's
which is great. There's lots of like, kids who need homes.
Yeah. So and they're having limited kids too. Like if they do choose to have kids, it's not, well, let's have 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 kids. It's like, sweet, let's have one, maybe two.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So populations, I think, are gonna start really going down as far as like classrooms and maybe it might be a benefit instead of having 40 kids to one teacher.
Yes.
you know, we can get back down to having like 20, 25 kids.
Yeah, and that's, you know, again, like Piper's even school.
That I feel like is still 25 kids at.
Yeah, but her classrooms have been small, like 23. I think 23 was last year, so.
That's not horrible. So, I mean, really, it's not, but, you know, 9-year-olds can be quite rambunctious. I mean, Piper, when she's having a good day and
I know
she is just wanting to play and laughing and hooting and hollering, like, see, she knows. she's not going to want to, you know, like be quiet and read a chapter out of your English book or something, whatever they do now. I don't know.
I don't either.
But she's going to be like, no, let's do this. I want to play and scream and have a good time. And it's going to be like, well, no, we're trying to go over something right now. And she's like, nah, whatever.
I'm good.
Yeah. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, she
did. Let's sing. Let's do that. Let's play some music. Let's do that.
Oh, my gosh. So, but yeah, we didn't have back to school. So I reached out before school started and met up with her teacher before school started because I thought that it was important that I knew who this person was. That I've never met before.
Agreed. And
so I definitely think that will be brought up because another parent at school was like, yeah, that's, I don't understand it. I'm pretty angry about it. I said, oh, good. At least I'm not the only one. Yeah. At least I'm not crazy.
Well, I think it's, I feel like for us, that was just how it always was.
But that's how it was with everybody I knew and their kids. Yeah. They all went back to school like and met their teachers before. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Why aren't we doing? Yeah. So yeah, I wasn't a fan with that. And I was 100% in agreement with you. Like, no, she at least needs to meet Piper and understand that.
Mm-hmm. So, and my thing was too, is it's like Piper doesn't spend her whole entire time in her fourth grade classroom.
She's got her typical classroom and then she's got her sped classroom.
Yeah. So we were meeting her fourth grade class teacher is who we were meeting.
Class, yes.
And, you know, for me, it's like, it's not just about knowing that Piper's in a wheelchair and all these things, but it's also like placement and where you place Piper's desk, where she is going to be at when she comes into class.
It's a placement factor because she takes up quite a bit of space.
Well, she does. And she comes with an adult.
Yeah, she comes with a whole aide.
So,
like, you need to plan that whole situation out.
Yeah. So, I know that I'm pretty sure in past years, like, they've put Piper somewhere, and after realizing, oh, this actually is not going to work.
This isn't going to work. We got to move.
Like, I thought it would, but this actually, like, isn't. This isn't. Yeah. So,
and you know what? I think it's great. If Piper is maybe the first kind of child that some of these teachers have encountered,
mm-hmm.
that is, you know, different abled, in a wheelchair, nonverbal, I'll tell you what, Piper will break him in proper.
Yeah.
Like, because she is just an amazing human being in such a bright light. And everyone that has met her at that school sees it and knows it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you know, and for someone that is, like you said, she's coming in new to the school. She's not a new teacher, just new to the school.
Yeah, yeah.
And hasn't even seen Piper in passing.
Yeah.
If she'd at least seen her in passing.
Like, she'd have an idea.
She would have an idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, just looking at a name on a piece of paper.
Yeah, it means nothing.
It means nothing.
And this is like a weird train of thought, but it's like, I never want, obviously, Piper to be defined by the fact like she's in a wheelchair or
no, I don't want her to be defined by that either.
But I do think it is important information when you are trying to set up a classroom that includes her and that kind of stuff.
It's just part of the accommodations that are needed to include her.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I mean, that's.
I did warn her teacher because we saw her, you know, Piper's very like, I don't know you and I'm not going to say hi to you because I don't know you.
She was having one of those days.
Yeah, which is typical. And I said,
don't worry about it. One day she'll just probably be super excited and nobody will have any clue what's going on. She'll light up the classroom.
I go, you know what? She's going to act like she hates you for probably the next week. But it's not because she hates you. It's just
going
to take her time.
Yeah, it just takes her a minute getting used to. Because I think also, too, she's, with her vision being limited, she's figuring out, like, who's going with what voice and all of those things.
I think that plays a key factor. Yeah,
world.
Yeah,
is sound than it mm-hmm. is sight. So yeah, I think that's all that is. Is, you know, yes. Is there times where she knows who you are 100%?
Yeah,
piss in the wind. I don't give two shits.
And that's funny because as her parents, we can tell like she knows exactly who you are. She just doesn't care.
She's just ignoring you.
Or she's ignoring you because she doesn't know who you are. Sure, you've seen her before, but. You've seen her in such big gaps, increments. Like, she doesn't actually remember who you are.
Like, she recognizes you, but not really.
Yeah. Like I've heard of your voice, but I don't really know who you are. Yeah.
You know, because you get a total different reaction when she hears your mom or my mom.
Of course. Yeah. Because she loves them.
Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's all we were going to cover was just quick little update. You know, end of summer. Touch base on her back and beginning of school year. Unless you got anything else.
No. Huh? I mean, that was it. Just.
What about you, P? You got anything you want to add? Huh?
Living life, trucking along.
No? We good?
She's like, no, because now you've put me on the spot.
Yeah. She's like, I'm just going to sit here and kind of kick my leg. Just, no. Nope,
I know.
No, nope, I don't want to.
She's ignoring us, looking away.
Yep. Shifty eyes and everything. Nope, I don't want to look at you.
Don't worry. We'll walk up the stairs and she will just have a heyday.
You almost got to like double grip her because she just wants to fling herself out of your arm.
I normally hold her with one arm and I have to hold her with two because she will just leap out of my arms.
Yeah, look at her. Look at that big smile. She already knows.
Yeah, she knows. She knows exactly. She's just counting down the minutes till we go upstairs.
Like, okay, you guys. Let's go.
Well, thanks for coming back and listening to our just update random, of life and
yep, our random update of life and where yeah. we're at with P and what's going on with us.
Well, this is like the whole part of like last week was kind of like a serious topic. It was long and serious. True. So we're just gonna like break it up with a nice, easy, short,
short, sweet, you know, to the point.
Not heavy. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
I love it. I like it. Kay. Let's do it.
Well, thanks for coming back.
Yep. Love y'all. Thanks for coming back. We'll talk to you again later.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.